Are you tempted to believe the teaching that people can actually bargain with God? One biblical passage that might be used to support bargaining with God is in Genesis. Some say Jacob bargained with God when he said, "If God will be with me and keep me in this way that I go and give me bread to eat and raiment, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God." Genesis 28 verses 20 and 21. While the passage we just read might sound like Jacob bargained with God, a closer look reveals that is not what took place. First, verse 20 begins, "Jacob vowed a vow." A vow is not a bargain. A bargain is something offered or purchased at a low price or an agreement. A vow is a solemn promise, not just a promise, a solemn one. A pledge. Huge difference. This is why Genesis 28:20 says Jacob vowed a vow. Note that in Jacob's vow, we read what he is asking God to do for him, such as feed and clothe him, be with him, and take him again to his father's house in peace. What does Jacob promise to God in return? Jacob says, "Then shall the Lord be my God." So, Jacob solemnly promises to serve God. Let's not forget that Jacob knows much about the ways of God through his father, Isaac, who was God's servant. Therefore, Jacob knows his vow to serve God is a lifelong one. This is why he does not say something like, "God, if you do these things for me, I will serve you for 5 or 10 years or 7 years, since you seem to like the number 7. No, Jacob accepts a life sentence of serving God. He also knows God does not allow us to break a vow. The Lord is so serious about us paying our vows that certain people who did not or could not understand what it means to vow to the God of Israel were forbidden to make vows. Bargaining with God is not biblical. For more Manna Minutes podcasts, please visit heavenlymanna.net.